जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रवर्जक आचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति श्री एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रवर्जक आचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय श्री चैतन्य चरितमृत की जय नित्य गौर प्रेमानंद ज्ञानातिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुर्वे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टां स्थापितां येन भूतले स्वयं रूपाकदमयं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यः एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण सो टुडे वी विल स्टार्ट रीडिंग श्री चैतन्य चरितमृत लीडिंग अप टू रथ यात्रा फेस्टिवल एंड वी आर स्टार्टिंग विद चैप्टर 11 of Madhya Leela, the Beda Kirtan pastimes. So I will read the summary, chapter summary first. Okay, so we'll chant this verse together and then I'll read the summary and we can look at some of the verses and purports. So text 62. स्नान यात्रा देखी प्रभु राहेला बड़ा सुख ईश्वरे रा अनस्वरे पायला बड़ा दुख स्नान यात्रा देखी प्रभु राहेला बड़ा सुख ईश्वरे रा अनस्वरे पायला बड़ा दुख स्नान यात्रा देखी प्रभु राहेला बड़ा सुख ईश्वरे रा अनस्वरे पायला बड़ा दुख synonyms, Snan Yatra, the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath. Dekhi, seeing, Prabhura, of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hela, became, Bada, very much, Sukha, happiness, Ishvarera, of the Lord, Anavasar, during the pastime of retirement, Paila, got, Bada, very much, Dukkha, unhappiness. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravind Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Upon seeing the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. But when Lord Jagannath retired after the ceremony, Lord Chaitanya became very unhappy because he could not see him. Purport. After the bathing ceremony of Sri Jagannath, which takes place just a fortnight before the Rath Yatra ceremony, the body of the Lord Jagannath deity is repainted. And this takes just about a fortnight to complete. This period is called Anavasar. There are many who visit the temple to see Lord Jagannath regularly every day. And for them, his retirement after the bathing ceremony is unbearable. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt Lord Jagannath's absence from the temple very much. So this is just a reading. I will read the summary and then maybe a few verses depending on how much time we will have. This is the chapter summary. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur summarizes the 11th chapter in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. When Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya tried his best to arrange a meeting between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and King Pratap Rudra, the Lord flatly denied his request. At this time, Sri Ramananda Rai retired from his governmental post and he praised King Pratap Rudra highly in Lord Chaitanya's presence. Because of this, the Lord became a little soft. The king also made promises to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, who hinted how the king might meet the Lord. During Anavasar, while Lord Jagannath was resting for 15 days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being unable to see Lord Jagannath, went to Alalanath. Later, when the devotees from Bengal came to see him, he returned to Jagannath Puri. While Advaita Acharya and the other devotees were coming to Jagannath Puri, Swarup Damodar and Govinda, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's two personal assistants, went to receive all the devotees with garlands. From the roof of his palace, King Pratap Rudra could see all the devotees arriving. Gopinath Acharya stood on the roof with the king and, following Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya's instructions, identified each and every devotee. The king discussed the devotees with Gopinath Acharya and he mentioned that the devotees were accepting prasadam without observing the regulative principles governing pilgrimages. They accepted prasadam without having shaved and they neglected to fast in a holy place. After Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya had explained to the king why the devotees had apparently violated the scriptural injunctions for visiting a place of pilgrimage, the king arranged residential quarters for all the devotees and so to their prasadam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talked very happily with Vasudev Datta and other devotees. Haridas Thakur also came, and due to his humble and submissive attitude, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a nice solitary place near the temple. After this, the Lord began performing Sankirtan, dividing all the devotees into four groups. After Sankirtan, all the devotees left for their residential quarters. Should I just read the English translation? May I just read the English translation? Okay. So starting with text 1, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu merged the entire world into the ocean of ecstatic love by performing his beautiful dances within the temple of Jagannath. He danced exquisitely and jumped high. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Sri Advaita Prabhu. And all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The next day, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya requested Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give him permission to submit a statement without fear. The Lord gave the Bhattacharya assurance that he could speak without fear, but added that if his statement were suitable, he would accept it, and if it were not, he would reject it. So, I mentioned this last time I spoke, a couple of weeks ago or something. And this is just leading up to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya asking Lord Chaitanya that if he could grant the king a meeting with him. And so there is lots of more details in this. But pretty much we can understand Lord Chaitanya, he is showing how a person in the renounced order, he's setting the standards for those persons to follow. How not to mix freely with people who are completely in materialistic consciousness, especially with the leaders, because all day that's what they are doing pretty much, like making so many lies, dealing with money. That's not what a renounced person necessarily does. But so Lord Chaitanya is showing the topmost standards. So we have to understand the context so we can understand the whole pastime. So I picked up a few verses that has nice purports. And I'm going to read some of those and take some of the points from there. Okay, this is a text 8 where I'll just read the translation actually. Greatly lamenting, the Lord then informed Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, "Alas, for a person who is seriously desiring to cross the material ocean and engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord without material motives, seeing a materialist engaged in sense gratification or seeing a woman who is similarly interested is more abominable than drinking poison willingly." So we can see it's the same mood of setting those standards for especially people in the renounced order and all kinds of spiritual practitioners. The main point in this purport Srila Prabhupada is making is that spiritual advancement is not meant for magic shows and jugglery. It is a practice for someone to cross beyond material existence and come back to spiritual existence. That's the main point that's being mentioned here in this purport. I'll read a few lines. This is a quotation from Sri Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natak, 823. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enunciates the principles for a sannyasi renouncing the material world for spiritual advancement. Spiritual advancement is not meant for magic shows and jugglery, but for crossing the material world and being transferred to the spiritual world. Param param jigimisho means desiring to go to the other side of the material world. There is a river called Vaitarani, and on the one side of this river is the material world, and on the other side is the spiritual world. Since the Vaitarani river is compared to a great ocean, it is named Bhava Sagar, the ocean of repeated birth and death. Spiritual life aims at stopping this repetition of birth and death and entering into the spiritual world where one can live eternally cognizant and blissful. And further it goes, so they are discussing these points, like how the king can see the Lord, and then Ramananda Roy comes, because Lord Chaitanya, he had asked Ramananda Roy to retire from his government service and come and live with him in Jagannath Puri. So this is leading up to text 22. Okay, this is from text 21. This is Ramananda Roy speaking now. My dear Lord, as soon as the king heard your holy name, he was immediately overwhelmed by ecstatic love. Catching my hand, he displayed all the symptoms of love. As soon as he heard my petition, he immediately granted me a pension without reductions. Thus the king granted me a full salary as a pension and requested me to engage without anxiety in the service of your lotus feet. So we had beautiful initiation ceremony yesterday, and so many devotees, they encouraged, praised these devotees who were taking initiation. We can remember how they were recommended to Maharaj for initiation by our temple presidents and the devotees who have been helping them understand and practice bhakti. So here we can see the same system in spiritual world. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Roy, they are glorifying this king who Lord Chaitanya didn't want to meet at all. And they are glorifying this king in different ways just to convince Lord Chaitanya to give him, allow him to meet with the Lord. And we'll hear how the king, even when he refused, the king was like, he wasn't like upset, or he felt hurt or rejected. He was, if we hear what he says, he was so hopeful. He was actually, oh, maybe in, not in this birth, maybe in some other lifetime, Lord Chaitanya will give me a chance to see him. So we can understand the mood of these devotees who are on this such a high level of their bhakti practice. I'll read a few more here. Then Maharaj Pratap Rudra, so this Ramananda Roy is still telling Lord Chaitanya what happened when he went to ask the king that he wants to leave the service and go and live with Lord Chaitanya. Then Maharaj Pratap Rudra very humbly said, I am most fallen and abominable, and I am unfit to receive an interview with the Lord. One's life is successful if one engages in his service. The king then said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda. He is very merciful, and I hope that in a future birth, he will allow me an interview. My Lord, I don't think that, this is Ramananda Roy speaking again. My Lord, I don't think that there is even a fraction of Maharaj Pratap Rudra's loving ecstasy in me. We can imagine who is Ramananda Roy. Lord Chaitanya is asking him to come and live with him so they can discuss all these beautiful pastimes of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, "My dear Ramananda Roy, you are the foremost of all the devotees of Krishna. Therefore, whoever loves you is certainly a very fortunate person." So this is actually Lord Chaitanya indicating that this person is very fortunate and he is going to get mercy of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya speaking still. "Because the king has shown so much love for you, Lord Krishna will certainly accept him." So, Lord Chaitanya is also indicating that he will give an interview, but not right now, maybe in some time. So there is a point here in the purport Srila Prabhupada mentions. When this proposal was submitted to King Pratap Rudra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Roy to retire from his government post and come to Sri Purushottam Kshetra, Jagannath Puri, to live with him. When this proposal was submitted to King Pratap Rudra, he immediately accepted it and also encouraged Ramananda Roy by allowing him a full pension. So I was listening to one talk by my Guru Maharaj, and he was mentioning actually, like, whoever has experience working outside in the world, they know no one retires with a full salary. There is nothing like that. And here we can imagine the king told Ramananda Roy, you retire with full salary as pension. These days, people would be very glad to accept that. This was very much appreciated by the Lord, and this confirms the fact that the Lord is more pleased when one serves the servant of the Lord. In ordinary parlance, it is said, quote, "If you love me, love my dog." To approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to go through his confidential servant. This is the method Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly says. Because the king loves you, Ramananda Roy, he is very fortunate. Krishna will certainly accept him due to his love for you. It's a very important point in our practice of bhakti. We cannot approach Krishna directly. We have to go through his devotee. And Srila Prabhupada has kindly made it this so easy for us to understand and practice. This point is emphasized more in another verse here, as text 31. This is actually Lord Shiva speaking to his wife, telling about the fortunate position of the devotees. Lord Shiva told the goddess Durga, "My dear Devi, although the Vedas recommend worship of demigods, the worship of Lord Vishnu is topmost. However, above the worship of Lord Vishnu is the rendering of service to Vaishnavas who are related to Lord Vishnu." This is actually a very famous verse which is quoted quite often. And in the purport, there is another famous verse that I would like to read. This is by Rupa Goswami in his Vidagdha Madhava, and he is describing how Lord Chaitanya came to distribute bhakti to living entities. अनर्पिताच चरिम चिरात करुणायावतीर्णाकलो समर्पयितम् उन्नतुज्वला रसाम स्वाभक्ति श्रीयाम. श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु अपियर्ड इन दिस एज ऑफ कली टू एग्जिबिट द सुपर एक्सलेंस ऑफ माधुर्य रस, अ गिफ्ट नेवर प्रीवियसली बिस्टोर्ड बाय एनी आचार्य और इनकार्नेशन. कॉन्सिक्वेंटली श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज एक्सेप्टेड एज द मोस्ट मैग्नानिमस इनकार्नेशन. It is he only who distributed love of Krishna while exhibiting the super excellence of loving Krishna in conjugal ras. So then further in the conversation, Lord Chaitanya asks Ramananda Roy. Actually, before this, I want to read 32 also. Those whose austerity is meager can hardly obtain the service of the pure devotees progressing on the path back to the kingdom of Godhead, the Vaikunthas. Pure devotees engage 100% in glorifying the Supreme Lord, who is the Lord of the demigods and the controller of all living entities. I remember this verse, we just read it a few days ago in the Bhagavatam between discussion with Vidura and Maitreya. Is from chapter 7, text 20. So we were still reading previous week this chapter actually. That was a good remembrance to that chapter. So further, there is this conversation. Lord Chaitanya, he asked Ramananda Roy, before coming to see me, did you go to see Lord Jagannath? And Ramananda Roy said, no, he just came to see Lord Chaitanya first, and then he's going to go see Lord Jagannath in the temple. And Lord Chaitanya asked the reason, why did you not go to see Lord Jagannath first? So this is very beautiful in a way how Ramananda Roy puts it. He says that legs are like the chariot of the body and heart is like the charioteer. So wherever the heart goes, the legs follow. So this is the reason Ramananda Roy gives, that this is why I come to see you first. And after seeing you, I gonna go to see Lord Jagannath. So Lord Chaitanya internally was very pleased with this. Yeah, this is text 37. It's actually, there is another verse which explains this in the Katha Upanishad, which is given in the purport here. I'll just read the translation. Here it is said that the living entity is the passenger riding in the chariot of the body, which is offered by material nature. The intelligence is the charioteer. The mind constitutes the reins controlling the horses, and the senses are the horses. Thus the living entity is the false enjoyer of the material world. There is actually a diorama in the museum which explains this whole sequence, how it works. One who is advanced in Krishna consciousness can control the mind and intelligence and in this way reign in the horses, the senses, even though they are very powerful. One who can control the senses by his mind and intelligence can very easily approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead or Vishnu, who is the ultimate goal of life. Sri Ramananda Rai continued, what shall I do? My mind has brought me here. I could not consider going first to Lord Jagannath's temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, immediately go to Lord Jagannath's temple to see the Lord. Then go home and meet your family members. Because Ramananda Roy is just coming back after meeting with the king and getting this permission to be with the Lord. Having received Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's permission, Ramananda Roy hastily went to the temple of Lord Jagannath, who can understand the devotional service of Rai Ramananda? When King Pratap Rudra returned to Jagannath Puri, he called for Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. When the Bhattacharya went to see the king offered him respects and made the following inquiries. The king asked, "Have you submitted my petition to the Lord?" Sarvabhaum replied, "Yes, with much endeavor I have tried my best. Yet, despite my great endeavor, the Lord would not agree to see a king. Indeed, he said that if he were asked again, he would quit Jagannath Puri and go elsewhere." Hearing this, the king became very unhappy and greatly lamenting, began to speak as follows. The king said, "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended just to deliver all kinds of sinful, low-born persons. Consequently, he has delivered sinners like Jagai and Madai. Alas, has Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu incarnated to deliver all kinds of sinners with the exception of a king named Maharaj Pratap Rudra?" So pretty much Pratap Rudra is making his case strong by saying all these things that he's asking his Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya is his spiritual master, so he's asking him, please make some arrangements so some way I can see him. But we can see why is he so eager. He's a great devotee also. And like how Ramananda Rai was telling Lord Chaitanya, just by hearing that you asked me to come and live with you, he became so ecstatic and he showed all the symptoms of someone who is very advanced in the practice of bhakti. So Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, this is going to text 51. Finally, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya said, "My dear king, do not worry. Because of your firm determination, I am sure that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy will definitely be bestowed upon you." So I guess it's almost time, but I will finish with this point about being very determined. The king is so determined, no matter how many times Lord Chaitanya refused to see him. But, you know, the process he was following, that's what, as devotees, we should understand and take inspiration from. He wasn't directly going to Lord Chaitanya and asking him, "Give me an interview." He was asking the devotees, you know, "Please make some arrangements so I could see the Lord also." So I remember hearing another talk, and it's mentioned that even when one is like completely pure conscious and they enter the spiritual world, it's gradually they are introduced by their spiritual master and going up to Srimati Radharani, and she introduces this devotee to Krishna. She actually says, "Please kindly accept this devotee. He is actually better than me." So this is the mood we are hearing here, like how Ramananda Rai is saying, you know, "I don't even have a fraction of devotion this king has for me, for you, Lord Chaitanya. So kindly grant him this interview." But at the same time, we can understand, we as devotees, just like the king is so determined, we also have to be very determined. We may have so many difficulties or some challenges while we are practicing, like it was being discussed yesterday at the initiation. But then we have to also, at the same time, we have to keep hope, take association with the devotees, and keep our determination strong, because there will be challenges. So then what do? You have to go to the devotees and take association and build up that determination so we don't become weak. This is what I am taking from the mood of the king, and I'm sure like we all can take this. But at the same time, also the the right mood of approaching advanced superior personalities, our gurus, our mentors, our instructors, and even devotees in general. We respect everyone, so why not other devotees? But just this one point was very encouraging and inspiring, how Maharaj was mentioning this, and then Tukaram Prabhu also mentioned this. We are a community, so in the community there are so many devotees. You have some difficulty, you can always go to some devotee that you feel comfortable approaching and discuss this. I was speaking with a couple of devotees yesterday, and they were also hesitant to approach Maharaj. They have been practicing for some time. They wanted to talk to him. But you can see when you are new, there is this hesitation in approach. So I was like, no, you've been practicing for so long. You should go and talk to Maharaj. He will be so pleased if you do that. And then somehow they got some courage, and I asked actually Sachit Dulal Prabhu to introduce them, and Savas Prabhu was also there. So they were able to talk to Maharaj, and later they were so happy. So it's the same thing we see in our practice also. We have to find this support so that we don't lose our own determination, and we can be an inspiration to others, like they were discussing how Tukaram Prabhu mentioned. Maharaj was saying that we are trying to create leaders who can create more leaders, who can lead others in this practice. So that's what we are hearing here. Sarabhaum Bhattacharya, Ramananda Roy, this is what they are showing, approaching Lord Chaitanya, please kindly grant this king an interview. And we will hear more as days go, as we get close to Rath Yatra. So this month is like very special. So many festivals, Balaram Purnim, Janmashtami, and of course our big LA Rath Yatra, which people are eagerly waiting for after all this lockdown and stuff. But today there is also disappearance day of two devotees. I will just mention just a few words about them really quick. So I was very happy to find out the where this story or this pastime comes from, which I mentioned some time ago in one of the classes. It's about Raghunandan Thakur. So today is disappearance day of Raghunandan Thakur and Vamsi Das Babaji Maharaj. So Raghunandan Thakur, it's mentioned in Bhakti Ratnakar about his life. And it's said that there it says, according to Kavi Karnapur's Gora Ganesh Ganodesh Deepika, says Raghunandan Thakur was Kandarpa Manjari. And according to other authorities, he was one of Krishna's sons in Dwarka, whose name was Kandarpa. It is stated that the gopi whose name was... So he is son of Mukunda Das, and he had two brothers, and they are all very dear to Lord Chaitanya. And they all lived in Shikhanda, the village Shikhanda. So there it says, it is stated that the gopi whose name was Vrinda Devi became Mukunda Das. He lived in Shikhanda village and was very close to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His wonderful love and devotion for Krishna are described in Madhya Lila, chapter 15 of Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is stated in Bhakti Ratnakar, chapter 8, that Raghunandan used to serve a deity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there is this story. Mukunda Das, he is actually a father of Raghunandan. He's a Vaidya. So he went to give some medicine to the Muslim king. And when he was there, the king's servant, they brought a fan to fan the king. So when Mukunda Das saw the peacock feather fan, he fainted. And the king was like, you came to give me medicine and you fainted here. What's going on? So his servant somehow brought him back to consciousness. And this king asked Mukunda Das, father of Raghunandan, that what happened to you? And he was like, oh, don't worry. It's not like I'm not sick or something. It's just sometimes I get this epilepsy. And so he's mentioned that he tried to hide his devotion. But even though being a Muslim, this king, he was also a little advanced in consciousness. And he told Mukunda Das that you seem like a very great sage, great saint. And he offered a lot of like great respect to him. And he asked his servants to take him home. And so it's the same Mukunda Das. When he had to go, one day he asked Raghunandan, who was a little boy at that time, and he has Gopinath Diti at home. So this little boy, Raghunandan, he used to make laddus. He used to make Gopinath eat these laddus. So this is how it started. This is when he was very young. One day Mukunda Das had to go somewhere, and he asked him that you offer this to Gopinath. And then he did that. When Mukunda Das returned, he asked him, where is the Mahaprasad? And he was like, you asked me to offer. I offered it to the deity. He ate it. So there is no Mahaprasad. And Mukunda Das was like, man, I've been offering for so long. He never ate. So what he did is another day, I think it's the same day, he asked him again, okay, I want to see if you offered, offer it again. So then Gopinath, he ate only half of the laddu and he left the half. So, and he was, Mukundas was watching all this from behind. And then so Raghunandan, he brought that to him. And Mukunda Das, he was so amazed to see this happen with his own eyes. It's like, it didn't never happen to me. You are more advanced than me. So Lord Chaitanya, when Mukunda Das met Lord Chaitanya, he asked him, so who is the father? You? Are you the father of Raghunandan, or is Raghunandan your father? And then Mukunda Das said, actually, he is my father. And then it was explained that why he said this is because he is like increasing the devotion of Mukunda Das. Mukunda Das is amazed, like my son has so much devotion. He is making the deity eat this boga that I've been offering for so long and it hasn't happened to me. So this is how it is, like he's the son, but and Lord Chaitanya, he consented to this, that's right, he's your father, because he's showing you the devotion. So many devotees who took initiation yesterday, they are like accepting spiritual master as the spiritual father. All the best to these devotees, and they all received blessings of all the devotees, they were there. But, you know, we can still be there, like how Tukaram Prabhu was saying, we are there to help you and to give them support, because everyone needs some help, some support. So we can be present like that, encourage these people. This is a very, very appropriate time to do that, because we need to do so many things for the Rath Yatra. And reading these pastimes is another way of preparing this mood, like coming to these festivals. I remember hearing just this last point about Janmashtami. So this one devotee, he was mentioning how like meditating on the coming of Janmashtami is like Mother Yashoda was like preparing herself to invite Krishna. So same way, we can meditate this whole month, all these festivals. We can meditate, how are we going to increase our service to Krishna? How are we going to bring Krishna in our lives? So personally for me, this initiation ceremony was like a good reminder, like seeing yourself in that way, you're making a fresh start. So this is a very good time, and we can take advantage of this week, especially read these pastimes and go a bit more deeper into what the whole Rath Yatra is. So thank you, Archita Prabhu, for giving me the opportunity. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.